under the starry sky of the desert. From the very heart of evergreen forests. With the radiance of silver-colored sand. In the midst of proud mountains. Closer, Iran.
Hello, I am Mitra, an Iranian nature traveler. To know more about the wonders and beauties of magnificent Iran, keep me company. Taxi! My destination is Bandar Turkaman Pier. Thank you. Watching migrating birds has always been attractive to me. This season of the year is perfect for the birds migrating from the north to this island. I mean, Ashurada Island. It's one of the wonders of the nature, the way a flock of birds fly and move together. Ashurada Island is a perfect place for birds, seagulls, flamingos, pheasants, because this island is uninhabited. Iranian northern coastline is characterized with its unique, pristine nature, a combination of sea and forest. Being extended from Astara on the far west of Caspian Sea to Bandar Turkaman on its far east, it is a 660-kilometer-long coastline. Throughout the Caspian Sea's southern coastline, there is only one Iranian island, Ashuradeh. Being 40 kilometers to the west of Gorgan, capital of Golestan province, the island is a part of Miankale Peninsula. The total area of the island used to be 1,200 hectares, 800 hectares of which has submerged into the Caspian Sea. Being 26 meters below sea level, it is a mild climate island, 5 kilometers west of Bandar Turkaman. During its heyday, the locals used to do animal husbandry, bakery, and fishery. But after the island was flooded in 1993, the locals migrated to Bandar Turkaman. Being registered as a natural reserve, it is a befitting natural habitat for the region wilderness. Being so, there is a wide range of animal species in the region. Its vegetation includes raspberry bushes, sour pomegranate trees, to name a few, and its wilderness consists of fox, jackal, rabbit, fish, seabirds, pheasants, and partridge. It is worth mentioning that the region accounts for 40% of Iranian caviar fishing. Under Soviet seas in the First World War, some hospitals, residences, fortresses were constructed in the island. Through the passage of time, only one fort has remained and has been registered as a national heritage. Here's the Bandar Turkaman Pier. I have to take a boat and take a tour to Ashurada Island. It's about 10 minutes. The boatman is ready and we set off. Ashurada has a great history. It's registered internationally as one of the natural reserves in the world. It's also one of the most important wetlands in the world. A perfect natural habitat for the region's wilderness. I'm going to visit the Triangle Fortress and then I'll pay a visit to Miankale Wetland. It's interesting to note that during the Safavi period, this island was a hunting ground, while during the Qajari period, this island became the starting point and destination of commercial ships. Boats usually dock at the side of the wooden bridge and we have to pass over it to reach the island. At the first look, you can understand that how special this island's vegetation is. Raspberry bushes, sour pomegranate trees. Wow, unique, very special. Some historical documents indicate that palm trees, cotton, and sugarcane were also grown in this island. And here I am, near the Triangle Fortress. It used to be a military fortress in the past, with three watchtowers. The entrance of the fortress has an arched facade made of bricks. I call it oral history. It doesn't have a very special decoration since it's a military fortress. Let me walk inside. It has almost 11 chambers. Very old. And it has been registered in the list of National Heritage Sites. Oh, I can also see the fortresses built during the Safavid era from this point. Great! Did you know that's how pristine this island has remained? I have a great feeling here. Just listen. The sound of waves that reach the coast is really comforting. And look at those sand hills. They're so untouched. Wow, look at them. We have a lot of guests. I'm talking about the migrating birds. And in the last part of my trip, I have come to Myankale Wetland. Myankale Wetland is actually a heaven for the migrating birds, flying from different parts of the world. Listen. Wow. The best music. The sun is about to set, and I feel happy to be here in this beautiful Iranian island.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. What you heard was an IRIB English radio program.